Yes, that really shows that the SMEs are the economy of Zimbabwe today. And if you compare that with the big companies, you will then find that those companies are real, they are running, and they are employing people. So it is very important for our economies to start recognizing and supporting SMEs. I'm sure you will be aware that in 2013, in July, we launched a World Bank survey that revealed that within 10 years in running my ministry, Zimbabwe had created and supported or helped create 2.8 million entrepreneurs. And those people owned about 3.5 million enterprises, having created 5.7 million jobs. And what is the amazing also about the SMEs is that they don't die. If they collapse, they will resurrect with something else. They diversify.
You talk of big figures, but when we come to employment levels, we understand employment is almost non-existent in Zimbabwe, according to the statistics.
That is not true. When you evaluate a nation using foreign standard or foreign lenses, of course, you are bound to come with those kinds of answers. Let me just give you an example. What is employment? Employment is when someone leaves their home or within their home, they do productive work that produces goods and services for an income. And a lot of Zimbabweans are not just sitting under trees. A lot of Zimbabweans are working for themselves or for other small businesses. Last week, for instance, I toured SMEs in Gweru and in Bulawayo. Within a small complex, there were about four SMEs in Gweru that were sharing those premises. And within those premises, you'll find that one man was employing 30 people, another woman was employing 10 people, another section was employing 12 people, and so forth. So that when you add that up, those are people that are employed. But the employment bureau will not count those people as employed. They will go to government offices, they will go to big corporates, they will go to institutions like NGOs and churches. They forget that that mentality has changed. The Zimbabwe of yesterday is not the Zimbabwe of today.
What kind of assistance are you giving these small to medium enterprises?
We have about six pillars that we have identified as a ministry that assist SMEs to grow. The first one is education and training, and even schools throughout the country, so that we start teaching entrepreneurship.